To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. A former Loveland police officer who injured a 73-year-old woman in 2020 is taking a plea deal. CPR's Paolo Jansita reports.
Austin Hopp pleaded guilty to one felony assault charge at a Larimer County court Wednesday. He's one of two officers who stopped Karen Garner, who has dementia, while she was picking flowers near a Loveland Walmart. Garner suffered a dislocated shoulder and a broken arm during the arrest. John Stewart, Garner's son, said his family disapproves of the deal.
We want justice, and the only way justice is going to happen is if they go to court.
Hopp's charges can carry 2 to 8 years in prison. He could have faced more than 30 years if found guilty of his other charges, which included official misconduct. I'm Paolo Jansita, CPR News.
Colorado hospitals have shut down a statewide system to deal with transferring patients during surges of the pandemic. The Combined Hospital Transfer Center is a collaboration between hospitals and health systems. It was developed in 2020 to help hospitals from being overwhelmed. It was activated twice to address rising hospitalizations and challenges with capacity. During the Delta and Omicron surges, the system managed the transfers of more than 45,000 patients. State regulators passed new rules this week to increase the financial responsibility that oil and gas operators have over their inactive or low-producing wells. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is overhauling these rules for the first time in decades. Oil and gas companies will have to secure larger financial guarantees for their wells in order to make sure the sites are plugged and cleaned up at the end of their useful lives. That means 10 to 30 times more in bonding for mid to high producing companies. Smaller companies will have to put up bonds for the cleaning up of each well site. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A bill in the state legislature would make Juneteenth an official state holiday. It would mean a day off for state workers every June 19th, the day to mark the end of slavery in the U.S. became a federal holiday last year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.